On today's episode, we have a ton of ground to cover as the Dallas Stars are back in action at home against the Pittsburgh Penguins, but we're also going to talk about the NHL's newest announcement and their partnership with Fanatics, and we'll also take a minute to recognize the excellent season that Jamie Benn is having in the 22-23 campaign. All of this and more coming up on a Thursday episode of Locked On Stars.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast, the only daily podcast covering the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Dane Lewis, your local expert on all things Dallas Stars hockey, coming to you on this Thursday, March 23rd. And whether this is your first time here or you are a recurring listener, thank you for stopping by and making the Locked On Stars podcast your first listen of the day. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Follow us on your favorite podcasting platform. We're free and available no matter where or how you choose to listen. And like I said, to open the show, lots of ground to cover today. The Stars in action against the Penguins. We'll talk about that game. We'll revisit a little bit of Tuesday night's game against the Seattle Kraken, another Stars overtime loss. Maybe the few OT wins on the road trip weren't the solution to our problems. But before we get into strictly just Dallas Stars talk, it only feels right to address some league-wide news, things that will, I guess, in some ways affect the Dallas Stars and their fans, you guys listening at home, and their newest announcement, give my thoughts on it. I'm sure many of you are aware, especially if you have any sort of presence on social media. The NHL announced on Tuesday morning that starting in the year 2024-2025, Fanatics will be the official on-ice uniform outfitter of the National Hockey League, taking over a role that is currently held by Adidas after their current contract ends with the NHL. And Fanatics is a company that I imagine many of you are familiar with. They've had their fingerprints all over the world of professional and collegiate sports for quite some time now. It's even just watching really any sporting event on national TV, you get some sort of ad campaign for them. And they're really just all over the place. And even as of right now, they are, you know, at least if you search Dallas Stars shop online, and you don't go to the Stars hangar shop, if you go through the NHL's website, it basically says, you know, the Dallas Stars shop, a Fanatics experience or something to that extent. This is not a new company that's come out of nowhere. This is a company that we are all very familiar with soon. And I don't necessarily think that the biggest changes, or at least the ones we're going to be hearing about, are going to be coming on the ice from Fanatics, as they've been supplying pro teams with gear for quite some time, both in and outside of the NHL. But I think where the big issues lie with this move comes off the ice for the fans. There, for starters, have just been countless horror stories with this company, Fanatics, of online products ordered that include way too many faults and shortcomings, whether it be poor quality, the material of either jerseys or shirts, not up to the standard of which the customer believes they deserve based on what they paid. And, you know, shirts that either shrink after the first wash and then they start to fade after the second trip through the washing machine and dryer, so on and so forth. Or jerseys that have numbers or nameplates peeling, or it's the wrong number, the wrong last name. The last name is spelled incorrectly. T-shirts with logos that are, you know, not centered, or it's covering up part of the font. I mean, if you look at the NHL's initial announcement when they tweeted it out Tuesday morning, the replies are off the charts. So many different images of just terrible products that were sent to fans after they paid their hard-earned money for these products. And it's comical in some ways, because it's just, how can you mess up that many times? Of course, mistakes like that are bound to happen every now and then because nobody's perfect. But the amount of people that have shown, not just NHL products either, again, all over the world of sports, misspelled names, terrible quality, it's unbelievable. And it just feels incredibly tone deaf of the NHL to not only partner with a company like Fanatics, but then also just make it seem like they're excited and that NHL fans should be excited as well. Of course, they're going to do that because they want to at least put on the facade that this is going to be a great experience for what, the next 10 years, or I guess really until 2035 when this contract expires. And it just feels phony. It feels fake. And I can understand why NHL fans are furious, because, and I'm sure many of you again know this, Fanatics products are not cheap, especially their jerseys. You can pay just a little over $100, maybe, you know, between $100 and $130 for a, you know, replica or quote unquote breakaway jersey. That's not necessarily the highest quality. That's typically where you're going to get your faulty products, the ones with the incorrect names, the typos, the missing numbers, the you know, poor quality. Or the alternative, you can spend around $250 for authentic jerseys, which is what the NHL players wear on the ice, which are typically better quality, but you're spending around $250, or even, you know, some cases up to $300, which is just an insane amount of money to spend, especially in the current state of the world where we live, where prices are going up at the grocery store and rent is expensive, electricity is expensive, everything getting more and more expensive. And the last thing you want to think about is having to take out a loan, it seems, just to get a hockey jersey to support your favorite team or to wear to the one or two games you might get to go to each season. Because again, hockey tickets can also be expensive depending on where you live and what city you want to see your team play in, whether that's your own city or a visiting city. And so it just feels unfair. And it's another instance of the National Hockey League chasing a bag, chasing a boatload of money with little to no regard for their fans. And it just begs the question, is there a league out there who hates their fans seemingly as much as the NHL does? And I feel like it'd be really hard to convince me otherwise. I mean, you even look at other issues around the league this season, of the outcry of hatred for the digital ads along the boards during games on TV. Really have not heard any positive responses to that, except for Commissioner Gary Bettman, which again, he has to say, oh, everything shows that people like these, that these are a hit with the fans and people enjoy seeing these, so they're not going anywhere. Just little things like that, which again, they have to support those because they're the idiots that made those decisions in the first place, so they can't backtrack on it now. Otherwise, they're going to look even dumber, which I guess is pretty impressive given how dumb they already look at times. But now they're partnering with a brand like Fanatics that really no one seems to like. Again, just like the digital ads on the boards, haven't seen a ton of people really excited to see the National Hockey League partnering with Fanatics. And again, just another situation where the NHL does not listen to their fan base. They don't necessarily seem to care about their fans. And people say, well, the sport of hockey isn't growing. Why don't people enjoy the sport of hockey, or why aren't we drawing in larger audiences? And it's because of reasons like this. It's at the end of the day, for someone like me who, I mean, obviously I have all these jerseys behind me on this wall. If you're watching on YouTube, some of them gifted, which I'm thankful for, and some of them I have paid for. And I know that they're not very cheap. They're not easy to come by. And, you know, I'd eventually maybe like to add more and, you know, maybe start to build a little bit stronger of a jersey collection. But it's a move like this that's going to make it difficult for both the collector, but also just the casual fan who maybe wants to get into hockey, wants to go to a game and maybe falls in love with the team, wants to support that team. And then they go to buy a jersey and they have to spend $300 for something even remotely close to high quality. It just doesn't seem fair. Another dropped opportunity for the National Hockey League to listen to their fans, or at least give them something that makes them happy, that makes them not hate this league. I know a lot of people love their teams, but not really a lot of love going around this season for the league as a whole. And it's another missed opportunity on their part. And maybe we'll be eating our words in 10 years. Maybe they'll find a way to make this partnership work. But after the announcement on Tuesday, things are not looking good. So the ball is fully in the NHL and Fanatics court to make this a good experience for the fans until the end of Fanatics contract. But my hopes aren't very high. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Stars captain, Jamie Benn, who is having one of his best seasons in quite some time. More on that right after this. Today's episode of Locked On Stars is brought to you by Indeed. No matter how the last game went, anytime you take the field, you've got a shot at greatness. Give your team the best shot at winning by recruiting more MVPs with Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applicants that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor your post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/LockedOn. Offer valid through March 31st. That's Indeed.com/LockedOn. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I want to thank you again for making the Locked On Stars podcast your first listen of the day. We've gotten all the bad stuff out of the way, talking about the seemingly corrupt deal of Fanatics partnering with the National Hockey League. But let's move our attention to something a little happier, a little brighter, and that is the Dallas Stars captain, Jamie Benn. Been one of the best stories of the season for the Dallas Stars, and Jamie Benn's return to excellence, being the Ben we all know and love. The Stars captain has been on a tear all season long as he's accumulated 30 goals for the first time since the 2017-2018 season where he scored 36. And even over the past few years, the numbers just hadn't quite been there. 19 goals in the 19-20 campaign, only 11 in the 2020-2021 season, 18 last year. He's finally back up to 30 with 11 games left to go. He's second on the team in points, only behind Jason Robertson, third on the team in goals, only behind Robertson and Roope Hintz, and he's first on the team in power play goals with 12, just affecting all different aspects of the ice, and it's truly incredible, and it's a little bit of an answered prayer, if you will, because this has been a crazy sequence for Jamie Benn. In the offseason, he was just under so much fire, it seemed. He was under a ton of scrutiny from not just the Dallas Stars fan base, but from the media and even from his own team, his own front office, Stars ownership, Tom Gilardi. We all remember that clip or quote from him that went viral over the offseason, basically using several different expletives to describe the play of Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. And whether or not that actually affected Jamie Benn, it appears that that is no longer the case for him. He is now back to playing to the standard, which we know that he's been capable of. I mean, he's going to get very close to putting up the numbers that he put up the year that he won the Art Ross Trophy in 2014-2015, where he scored 35 goals, 52 assists, 87 points. I don't know if he'll quite get to 87 points with 70 or at 71 games with only 11 games remaining on the schedule, but I think he could get pretty close, especially with his impact and his effect on the power play for the Dallas Stars this season. And that's really what makes his year special, is he continually comes up clutch for this team, just like he did on Tuesday night against the Seattle Kraken, where it seemed like the Dallas Stars were going to leave that game without anything, but instead they do get a point thanks to Jamie Benn scoring with less than a second to go on the clock. More on that game a little bit later on today's episode. But Jamie Benn's fingerprints have just been all over this season in terms of his scoring ability and just his overall impact on the ice. It's not just his own game that has been rejuvenated and put on display for the hockey world to see. He's helping bring out the best in other players around him. Guys like Wyatt Johnston, who's currently on a 5-game goal streak, leading the NHL in goal scoring amongst rookies, but it's even other players around him as well. Evgeny Dodonov comes via trade from Montreal. He joins the Dallas Stars, makes an immediate impact, and has been a nice piece on that line with Johnston and Benn. But even at an earlier stage in the season, we saw youngster Ty Dellandrea on that line. He looked his best at times this season, playing alongside 14 and 53. And it's just stretching beyond that, too. I think the power play as a whole has, for the most part, been very good, due in large part to Jamie Benn's impact. You basically have the top line, Miro Heiskanen, and then Jamie Benn. I mean, that's a not easy spot to fill. I mean, those are the, you know, debatably four best players on the team. And then you throw Benn in there as well. And it's a nearly unstoppable unit. And even though it wasn't a power play goal on Tuesday night against the Kraken, that's basically a power play situation. And Benn just cool, calm, collected, and poised, buries that puck with not a lot of time left on the clock. Again, a huge moment in making sure the Stars leave that game with at least 1 point. and his value to this team this season cannot be overstated. And in my mind, he's one of the few NHL captains who basically kind of checks all the boxes that you'd like your captain to check this season. I mean, he's obviously scoring goals. He's making an impact on the stat sheet. Yeah, I don't really feel like there's many captains that are quote-unquote passengers in the NHL, but you certainly can't make that argument for Jamie Benn. He's helping lead the way offensively for his team this season, but he also still has his same, you know, enforcer-type personality where if you go at his teammates, you're going to have to put up with him, and he will make it a long night for you or anybody else who messes with his teammates, especially the younger guys like Johnston or Delandria, and then also just overall team accountability. We've seen times where the Stars have stumbled or fallen short, and Jamie Benn is never one to pass the blame onto his teammates. He always is difficult on himself, even to a fault at times, it can seem, but he knows that he always needs to be at the top of his game, and he is responsible for the mindset and the attitude of that locker room. It's very clear that everyone in that Dallas Stars locker room takes after Jamie Benn, just the way he approaches the game mentally, physically, and the intensity that he plays with as well. I think we could see that in the way that he was honored and recognized on the night that he played his 1,000th NHL game, and also the game where there was that pregame ceremony before the Colorado Avalanche matchup at home. You can see that there is an adoration and a respect amongst his teammates in that locker room. And I think that that's a huge reason why they're at the point where they're at this season. They've all bought into the team culture that, I mean, I'm sure Pete DeBoer has played some role in it, but it seems like DeBoer has done a good job of also delegating responsibilities to the veterans on the team. And that all begins and ends with Jamie Benn. And we see other guys taking up that same mindset, that same approach. And it's been incredible to watch. There's a reason that the term Bennaissance has been used all season long, because that's quite literally what we're witnessing. We're witnessing a rejuvenation in his career, both numbers-wise, but also for the Stars as a whole, as we see them approach the final stretch of the season where they have a shot to not only win their division, but also be the top-seeded team in the Western Conference, which would be pretty special to see after the expectations for the squad this year coming into the season were not necessarily very high. So Jamie Benn has been incredible this season. I can't wait to see what else he can do down the stretch, and especially in the postseason. I can't wait to see his play from the regular season translate to the playoff format and the playoff style of game. Because when you think playoff hockey, the players that tend to thrive in those situations are the players that are like Jamie Benn, both at a physical and a mental level. Well, we're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we'll look ahead to tonight's matchup against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Today's episode of Locked On Stars is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. The NCAA tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, everybody, we are closing out today's episode. Looking ahead to tonight's matchup, the Stars hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins for the first and only time this season. The Stars, of course, coming off a little bit of a heartbreaker on Tuesday night in their return to the American Airlines Center after their six-game road trip. And this was truly the epitome of the at least they got a point game, given the fact that they were down two goals late. But it really doesn't feel that way, given how OT has treated the Stars all season, and especially given the fact that they were the ones that had to initiate the comeback. It really felt like a game that we had seen the Stars be on the receiving end far too often this season, where they kind of surrender that late lead at times, overtime is reached, and then they're the ones that end up losing an OT. This really kind of had the feel of if the Stars could win, then we truly have seen their overtime favors shift, as we started to kind of see on that road trip with OT wins in Seattle, of all places, and in Calgary as well, but just not meant to be. But again, you have to give credit to Jamie Benn and the Stars players that were out there, making sure they get that fourth goal to tie the game, ensuring that they get at least a point as the division race continues to be as tight as it's been all season long. The Stars actually find themselves now tied with the Minnesota Wild for sure for first place in the division. And of course, Minnesota and Philadelphia will be playing tonight. They're actually the first game on ESPN, and then the Stars and the Penguins will be on after them. And maybe by the time you're hearing this, the Colorado Avalanche might also be in that consideration as well. I'm recording this before Colorado takes on Pittsburgh on TNT. So, of course, if Colorado was victorious in that game, they are now also tied with the Stars and Wild for first. And even if they didn't win, if they found themselves the loser in that game, they do still have games in hand, which is maybe the scariest part of the Avalanche at this point in the season. So the race for the top of the Central Division, again, as tight as it's been all season long. But if you were listening, you heard me say that the Avalanche will be playing, or by the time you're hearing this, have played the Pittsburgh Penguins already. So the Stars will be welcoming in a Pittsburgh Penguins team that is on night two of a back-to-back. And so for the Dallas Stars, this game, just like pretty much every other game from here on out, 2 points is the only acceptable outcome. And this might be the ideal time to be playing the Pittsburgh Penguins, as they're sliding a little bit. Before this game against the Colorado Avalanche, they had lost four consecutive games in regulation. They had been holding on to a playoff spot for the majority of the season, but they've recently slipped out of a wild card spot at the time of recording. They're kind of on the bubble where they're still very much alive in the playoff race, but things are not looking good for them right now, given the way they're playing and given the fact that other teams like the Florida Panthers are really starting to hit their stride late in the season. And the Penguins, of course, they have strong pieces. The names we're all familiar with: Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. Guentzel has had a really nice season. He's going to be he's at 30 goals this season. But if you look at the Penguins as a whole, they're not necessarily exceptional at anything. They're 18th in the league in goals scored, 15th in goals against, 17th in power play percentage, and 16th in penalty kill percentage. They are quite literally the definition of mid. That's the new hip term, I guess, in today's world for something that is not overwhelmingly bad, not overwhelmingly awful, but also not exceptionally great or not really outstanding in any one section of their game. It seems like this Penguins team is a team that just kind of gets by. They do really well some nights, and some nights they do not so great. They're not a team that I think many are considering to be serious contenders in the Eastern Conference, but they're also not a laughingstock in the Eastern Conference with the likes of teams like Philadelphia or Montreal or even a team like Columbus. And so this, again, could be the perfect time to have the Pittsburgh Penguins on the schedule. And of course, while I'm recording this, I am personally the Penguins' biggest fan, hoping they beat the brakes off the Colorado Avalanche. But I personally hope that they exude all of their energy in that game and they have nothing left to give on Thursday night in Dallas, and they themselves get the brakes beat off of them against the Stars. That's really all I can hope for at this point in the season. And hopefully we'll see a good game from the team as a whole, especially defensively, because we've seen a dip in Jake Oettinger's numbers as of late. I know plenty of fans are concerned about Jake, not necessarily health-wise, of course, just at this point in the season and how many games he's had to play. That's always going to be a concern in the back of our heads, but also just his workload in general, his numbers, because we haven't seen Scott Wedgwood in quite some time. We know that he's still nursing some sort of injury that's caused the Stars to reach into the AHL to call up different backup goaltenders, and I think that's really taken a toll on Jake Oettinger. So the Stars need to play a clean defensive game and give I assume Jake Oettinger is getting the start in this matchup against the Penguins. They got to give him a chance to make the plays that he can make and also give him that offensive insurance on the other end of the ice. And again, this is going to be a great opportunity to do so, as you're going to be playing a team that is likely going to be worn out playing against the defending champs in Colorado, where, of course, the altitude and things of that nature always make it difficult to play against the Avalanche as the road team. But a big game, lots on the line tonight for the Stars in Dallas against the Pens. But that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Stars. Thank you again for tuning in and making us your first listen every single day. Remember to hit that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. Follow us on your favorite podcasting platform of choice. And you can also find and follow us on social media. At @Dane_Lewis is my personal Twitter account. You can also search for the show on Twitter and Instagram. Just type in Locked On Stars to find us there. We'll be back here tomorrow with a recap of the game against the Pittsburgh Penguins and looking ahead to the weekend's matchup against the Vancouver Canucks. But I hope you guys have a great Thursday. If you're going to the game, enjoy yourself, be loud, wear green, go Stars. You guys know the drill. We'll see you back here on Friday.